Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Think so. I have been reading, listening, reviewing your Brandi Glanville interview that has gone viral everywhere, and I'm obsessed. It is so good. And also, you know, I love you as always, and hysterical commercial reads about Kim D's dogs, because it sounds like you almost would love to put them all down.
Sarah, first of all, that ad was for Nom Nom. Who doesn't want dog food for 50? What client gives 50% off? And you can see the piece of protein separated from the pieces of vegetable. And if you were on the Patreon every weekend, girl, Kim D, she calls them the woke mob. And they are the woke mob. These are seven wild beasts. They bark. They this, they that. So now that I'm not kidding you, I got Kim the Nom Nom because they send the product. And I said, instead of sending me the free product, send it to Miss D. And the dogs are a little better behaved because it helps keep your dog psychologically calm and it's healthy. I'm not kidding you. So Nom Nom dog food, 50% off. Thank you for the plug, Sarah.
Oh my God. It was hysterical because you just go on about those dogs and the aggression there is like,
I had to yell at the girls this past weekend because they were like barking every time something moves in her house. And I was like, girls, get your act together. Miss D did not care for me yelling for these dogs of hers. Oh. We had Brandi on the podcast, girl.
Huge. It was a really good interview. And I'm curious about this because I know a lot of it went viral, her talking about her drinking. Lap dances. And of course, in light of everything that's now gone down with Carolyn Manzo, which we have covered, I'm sure we'll discuss more. But you know what struck me? Do you think, because you've always kind of defended Lisa Vanderpump, do you think Lisa Vanderpump is as devious as Brandi Glanville makes her out to be?
I mean, you know what the weird thing is like everybody who's not there anymore, they all soften up for all of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh yeah, she has, even like with Brandi, they all are like, oh yeah. I mean, maybe now it'll be different, but when it comes to LVP, they all tense up, all of them. Kyle, I mean,
well, look, I mean, Brandi to me is like Lisa Rinna. I think she's a bit of a truth teller. And here's the thing I will say.
I think so.
I have found, and tell me if this is your experience in corporate America, if you don't play the game, like if you leave corporate America and you tell what corporate America is really like, it's very hard to get rehired. This we've seen this with Brandy, right? Brandy has really spilled secrets of what it's like behind the scenes, who's really friends, who's not. And we know a lot of them are never really friends. They're TV friends, right? But Brandy basically says on your interview that Lisa Vanderpump is an incredibly, you know, malicious person, that if you wrong her, she will try to not get you jobs, ruin your business behind the scenes, has minions that carry out. I always think to myself, when people say that much detail, there's usually some truth to it. And you don't usually hear that about Lisa Vanderpump. But I also thought what was fascinating is Brandy talking about, you know, why is she still, if she supposedly doesn't want to be on RHOBH, you know, why is she still so badly in the mix commenting on the dirt? And I've always said that. I've always said Lisa Vanderpump wants to be back on that show so bad. And Brandy kind of confirmed that on your interview.
I mean, I'm so confused because I do think Brandy is a truth teller. I do. I think she's to me, Rita. I mean, everyone will start booing and, but like, I just think, I don't know, Brandy, like, I think the same thing about Kelly Dodd. Like, they just can't help it. They just open their mouth and the truth spills out. Like, they're not, I mean, I'm the same way. Like, ask me something and I'll give you the fucking answer. I don't really care. So
you're a little more diplomatic, though, I think.
I am. Well, thank you for that.
You're a little bit smarter.
With business, yeah. Like, if I wanted to be rehired somewhere, et cetera, et cetera. Sure. Look, I think that, I mean, look, I've met Lisa Vanderpump many, many times. Now that is not the same as working with her or crossing her. She's been nothing short of just lovely, really, in like a lot of different settings. I mean, having said that, I agree with you. Like if there's so many facts, it's got to be the truth. But yes, Brandy does really have this, like, you heard her on the interview. She softens up when it comes to each person, whether she likes them or not, except LVP. I mean, also, she claims LVP owes her $500,000, which...
That was really fascinating.
I think the funniest thing was the story about the post office. Did you get to that part yet?
Oh.
Like, she... I guess they both get their mail at the same P.O. box.
Yes, I did.
And she literally will, like, cross the street and go in the back entrance to avoid LVP. That's kind of funny.
I mean, it was so... good and detailed. Like David Yontif strikes again. I like, you know what I feel bad about with Brandy is, you know, Brandy to me, there's something so genuine. Like she still has a soft spot for LVP because she really thought that LVP and she and Ken were all friends. And, you know, she really, it's almost like somebody that's an empath, you know, they can't help it even though they've been hurt by that person. And I can relate to that. Like there's really no one in my life that I dislike, even people that have screwed me. I'm still like,
really?
Oh. Well, I think
I don't have that. And is Brandy okay is really my question, but that's my question I'm going to ask in a second. Is Brandy okay? But I don't have that. You like those that have wronged you? No.
Well, I think it's a female thing a little. Like, I think men are much better about, men are great at getting in fights, moving on. They don't hold it. Like women, it's just, I don't know. I think it's that maternal nature of like, you know, your kids can fuck you over, do anything. They're always your children. You're always coming back to them. You're always trying to mother them. And women have that for men. They have it for toxic things. So I
mean, the last person that tried to screw me over in business got her ass sued and run out of the podcast business. So no, I don't have a soft spot if you try to screw me. No.
But wait, why do you think she's not all right? Like you think she's
well, emotional? Well, okay. So we had our interview, you know, before she left for Girls Trip, whatever. It was one of my favorite chats ever because who doesn't want someone unfiltered? No pun intended. It was a great interview. Nothing was off the table. Vanderpump, Kim, let's talk about you. You basically are responsible for Vanderpump Rules. I mean, not responsible, you were in that scene. Let's talk about Sheena. Let's talk about Leanne, Eddie. I mean, this was everything. There was nothing off limits. So that's, Brandy is one of my favorite interviews ever. She did a cameo very recently, as in like the other weekend. And look, someone paid for this. And I'm not one to judge. And it was just like, hey, you know, I think your name is Susan. She's like Sonia Morgan. It's like, girl, this person's paying for a cameo. Like, at least, I mean, it's not that hard. You can book me on Cameo. I don't know if you're on Cameo. And like the text is right in front of you guys. Like, let's just, you press play and the text is there. So, I mean, you also ad lib and stuff. I do great cameos. I do them for like 10 minutes, but she didn't know the person's name, but that's not even, but she was like, listen, I'm having a really fucking shitty day. Well, okay. Like I might give a little personal information. And then she's like, wait, so you're moving from like New York to Tennessee. Ugh. Why would you ever want to fucking move to Tennessee? That's disgusting. You should stay in New York City. Then she went on. She's like, wait, you're getting married? Oh my God, don't ever get married. And she's like, by the way, just in case you're wondering, I'm not drunk. She's like, I'm about to be drunk. And then she was, I mean, just in light of everything that has happened on Girls Trip, and she's putting up her statement, like, get your facts straight. And that's really all she said, is that get your facts straight with the emoji or whatever that one sentence was. I think, you know,
why did I get the sense that this cameo was filmed like maybe while she was doing Girls Trip? Wait,
oh, really? Maybe
on this?
I just assumed it was like recent, but maybe not. Maybe not. I mean,
I feel like I was like, wait a minute. Are we getting a cameo from her on Girls Trip? Like post Carolyn Manzo, you know, issue.
Oh, well, she said she was having a bad day. Maybe.
Yeah, she's clearly thrown off her game, and she was the most honest. Don't get married, girl. Why the fuck would you move to Nashville, Tennessee? I mean, I don't know. I would find that epic if someone sent that to me. I mean, I just got a cameo from Big Ed from 90 Day Fiance. It wasn't that, you know. I mean, I would love Brandy's. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 5-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU You Natural on Amazon and use code Frasier20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code Frasier, FRASER20, Frasier20.
I would love that too. I truly would. But is she okay? And it's like, I guess I put it in context of like recently, like yesterday or something. And I was like, is she just sitting home drinking, dealing with like the fallout? I still believe, I really, really in my heart of hearts believe that she is, that Carolyn is suing or Carolyn is getting money. And Carolyn's way too fucking quiet, first of all. So she's suing or she's getting money. And I think Brandy's done. I do. And so it's like, I just got the impression that Cameo was like, she's home drinking and realizes she wasn't at the Traitors reunion. She's really ruined it. She's really has ruined this opportunity. And you have to just move on. You can't beat yourself up in life, right? But I really think anyone that doesn't think it's over for her in the NBC family is just kidding themselves. It's just, what, they're going to book her for another girls trip with like after this? Can I just say something else? I'm going to be honest.
Go for it.
I mean, right now this has caused hours. You know, when someone comes on your podcast, Sarah, it's happened to you recently. And we're not going to mention who, it happens to me all the time. And they talk to you, and the person comes with an agent and a manager and a network.
Yes.
Hint, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And then you have a great thing with a person. And then afterwards, there's like 8,000 edits. Mm-hmm. And it's like 13 hours of work for Sarah Fraser or mm-hmm. David Yontef.
You going.
Brandy, I mean, Caroline, but Brandy has caused Peacock, NBC, Bravo, Andy, executives, 13,000 extra hours of work. How are we going to edit this thing? How are we going to edit this? If there is a lawsuit, for all we know, Carolyn says, I don't want that to see the light of day. I'm going to sue for this much money. I don't know. I am not convinced we're going to see Girls Trip forever. I'm really not convinced. I think we are likely to see it, but how is this going to work? I'm not sure. This is real. This is the real. NeNe Leakes lawsuit, not real. This is real. So this is real exposure from a level.
Wait a minute. Be that real, doesn't she have like, God, she must have like tried to like truly sexually assault Carolyn Manzo, right? I mean,
rumor is her hands were in her vagina and on her breast, and she kept saying, no, stop. I'm not comfortable. And they were then in the bathroom with Alex McCord. And cameras weren't filming. And when Alex apparently, this is all alleged, we don't know because no one's speaking, but when Alex realized like this isn't a joke, like Alex then opened the door. But I mean, again, like, I mean, I drink and I get buzzed and then I get drunk and there's no, I mean, you really, when you're touching someone and the minute there's like a stop, I mean, look, and I really, Brandy has a heart of gold. I'm sure it was the typical, like, come on, Carolyn, I'm going to make you like me. Come on, girl. Let's have lighten up. You're so stiff. Why are you so stiff and boring? And I do think it's upsetting because producers are probably like, go, girl. But I mean, at this moment, it wasn't filmed and they were in the other room. And I mean, she also said to the one producer she knows, tonight, I'm going to fuck you. You're going to fuck me. So now that person went and reported it probably after the fact when they realized this is now a thing. They're like, we better speak up too. And I just think, I really think Brandy is truly done in this family. Is she okay? And I'm not even sure that we're seeing Girls Trip 4. And if we are seeing it, Let's roll the edits, guys. Let's roll the edits. Because how is this mess going to be edited? They all want it on camera and the Bravo wants it all until there's a lawsuit. And now we have really serious issues that involve a corporation. I don't know. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but...
Yeah. Wow. Well, I hadn't heard all those details that you just shared. So thank you for sharing those because I had not heard the latest in these developments. I had heard Jacqueline. What's Jacqueline's last name? Who used to be on RHONJ?
Larita.
Yeah. I had heard Jacqueline Larita on our friend Carlos King show, basically being very closed mouth about how Carolyn is, but called Carolyn after the incident and did say that Carolyn was very shook up by it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. And, you know, to your point, I don't know Brandy. I haven't even done an interview with Brandy like you have, so you have better insight. I do think someone like Brandy, yeah, I mean, you know, she's like great for reality TV, but they just don't know when enough is enough. And that's not good. So
it's not good. And I don't just blame her. I don't. I blame her. I blame producers. I'm not letting her off the hook, but I blame producers. The same thing with Lisa Rinna. I mean, I think they, as Catherine Edwards says, they give them an attaboy. So I say pat on the back. I think they patted Lisa on the back all season. You go, girl, knowing they were going to hang her out to dry. Same with Dorinda. And I just think that's Brandy's brand. They probably were like, go, girl, get drunk. Go, stir it up. And, you know.
Oh, sure. They ply them with alcohol. That's like the oldest trick in the book, right? We know this from reality TV. That's like 101 is like, they don't pay
it's so
you.
So sad.
Plenty of booze. You know. Yeah, I mean, it does seem like things are very quiet. It's interesting that you say that. Will we not see Girls Trip? I mean, I feel like they're going to do everything they can to keep Girls Trip on. They just probably won't air that episode. But wow.
I mean, or what? We're going to like just air it up to that point and then the screen is going to go black. And it's going to say over the next, you know, several hours, it's, you know, rather unfortunate what happened. I mean, legally, they better, you know, they're not going to get into too many details if it's a black screen and they're like, you know, Brandy was removed and Carolyn was taken to a hotel. Peacock, NBC, Bravo, you know, does not support, you know, sexual assault in any way, shape or form. If you or someone you know has been, you know, assaulted, please contact the following hotline. You know, Bravo has officially parted ways with Miss Glanville. Is there going to be some maybe. I don't know. They probably won't scrap the whole thing, but like, it's just, and I am not coming for Brandy. I'm just giving you the corporate side of things here because I don't have any feelings.
Well, so, if it's going the way that you're saying it's going, I do think you're right. I think Brandy is probably done. I was actually looking too on her podcast to see if there was a recent podcast episode, which you and I know, you know, can be taped a long time ago. There was one just dropped on Friday, but you know, obviously it doesn't look like it has any updates on, it was probably taped a while ago, you know.
Taped a long time ago? Oh, girl, I know nothing about that.
Me neither. Wow, we might not see Girls Trip 4. Does that make you more interested in Girls Trip 3? Because the trailer dropped for that. Were you any more interested?
Not even slightly. Are you?
It was a total mixed bag of reaction. No, I'm really not. I'm not, you know, I did enjoy Girls Trip 2. You'd had me watch it. I actually enjoyed watching it because Brandy was great. Ava was great. Dorinda was melting down. I loved the vaccine. Actually, it turns out Vicky Gunvalson may be right about these vaccines. They don't seem to work. They, you know,
I just got a thing yesterday from my CVS about another vaccine. I'm like, I think I'm good this time. I'm not getting it. No thanks. You know.
Guys, what proof now do we have? Now we're saying, well, it does maybe cause.
And I have other friends. Yeah, I have other friends that are like, oh, this one just had a heart attack again. And this one, and she's not vaccinated. And she's like, I'm like, girl, I don't need to hear about all the things that are going to happen to me just because I'm vaccinated and you're not. Like, please just let me have one less thing. And then you want to know why Innovative Extracts with 40% off, they have gummies, they have drops you put under your tongue. I'm really, so if you want to like mellow out.
What do they have to do?
You want to know why I tell everyone to go take Delta 8 and Delta this. 40% off with Innovative Extracts. DM
Are you
me.
Still wearing a mask? Because they don't work either. Do you see that?
Are you fucking? It's so funny now that I'm moving my whole life and we're doing the Hamptons in LA. I'm getting rid of a whole bunch of stuff. I'm giving it to my doorman and the maintenance people and my cleaning lady. I literally just gave my cleaning lady about 20,000 of those blue masks. I'm not kidding you. They're all wrapped up. I'm like, here you go. Either. And like,
wait, for all of our medical professionals, like, because this is, I'm referring to this Cochrane study that was done, by the way, in England by like a million people, you know, so the masks that we've been all wearing only reduce your chances of getting COVID by 5%. N95, it's like 30%. I'm curious, leave on our YouTube videos, for all of our medical people that are listening to this, when are we not, why are we still wearing them when we go to doctor's offices? I'm getting
That's
ready.
That's a good question.
Why? They don't work. So why, I get why the doctors probably wear them, because even for them, maybe 5% reduction is good. But why are we still sitting 6 feet apart in the doctor's office?
At least they know when you walk in that you don't have one, because I'm not.
Oh, I never bring it. I go, if you want me to wear one, you supply it. I'm not carrying one around anymore. But I'm just curious, from our medical people, when you guys get these surveys, when are we going to stop? When are you going to stop having us wear one? Because we didn't wear one for years. You never wore a mask.
Guess
ever.
What? You know, I don't wear one. Kelly Dodd told me it was okay.